of investiture next in 69.
Yeah.
Did you watch that ceremony?
Oh, yes, yeah.
At home?
At home, yes.
What do you remember of it?
Well, of course, the crowds of people, the actual, Carnarvon Castle, all the crowds there. The Queen actually investing him and bringing him and showing him to the people, and Lord Snowden being very involved, and see him walking around, and what was his name, Thomas, who was the Speaker of the House of Commons, but he was very involved in that again, and the apprehension, of course, of whether something was going to go wrong, was somebody going to spoil the whole ceremony. But it seemed as though the crowds were very happy to be there and cheer and all the rest of it on the day. And as I say, it all went off very well, and we all enjoyed watching and seeing what they were wearing and all the rest, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's my memories of the investiture. Yeah.
In the months leading up to the ceremony, what do you remember seeing on television?
Oh, the preparation in Carnarvon, yes, and also trying to find out if anybody was going to spoil the ceremony, were the people who were going to be using explosives or whatever, and I think the sense of relief when it all went off so well, yeah. So,
what did the ceremony mean to you personally?
I was quite happy for him to be invested as the Prince of Wales. He'd had the title, hadn't he, for quite a long time, and it was so I wasn't anti at all. I was quite in favour, and to see this young man, I'm thinking of all the responsibilities he was going to have, and